Business for retailers may be difficult to predict over most of the year, but Christmas is certain to mean a big increase in sales. Indeed, so important is it to many trades that without it firms would not be in business. A good guide to the Christmas boom may be seen in the figure published by the Bank of England showing the number of notes in circulation. One of the most important factors behind the increased demand for notes at Christmas is the widespread popularity of Christmas clubs, which exact weekly contributions from their members and divide the funds at the end of the year. Some of these Christmas clubs provide lending facilities, while others simply offer a convenient means of accumulating pocket money for the most expensive season of the year. Naturally enough, the pattern of trading usually varies from year to year with the weather. In fact, weather can cause many difficulties in any of several ways. If it is unusually mild, then sales of heavy clothing will suffer badly. Retailers firmly insist that people are not interested in such clothes until they feel cold. Conversely, heavy snow affects transport and makes shopping difficult. In this case, the mail order companies stand to gain. Another factor which can affect the sales of many stores, particularly those in the West End, is the day on which the 25th falls. If it occurs on a Tuesday, Christmas Eve for many may be a holiday. This intensifies the last-minute shopping. But as many city offices are empty, it is the local shop and suburban department store which gains. Some retailers argue that sales lost during the first part of the Christmas season are not necessarily made up during the remainder of the season, and December business needs to be off only 1% to make a big difference to the profit. Accordingly, retailers are trying to push the Christmas selling season back. Each year, Christmas presents, cards, and decorations appear earlier in the shops, and the festive lights go up in the streets long before the traditional day.